5 and 9 plus. No trouble copying. Name here is Bruce Bravo Romeo Uniform Charlie Echo. Located in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. It's in the northwest corner of Georgia, just south of Chattanooga. Then we're running a rice burner, excuse me, a 7300 into an 811 amplifier. W0WN4WD.
I'm very good there, Bruce, down there in Georgia. Talking to a lot of you Georgia gentlemen this evening. Must have a good propagation path down there. You know, my name's Terry, and I'm here in New Jersey, about 30 miles north of Atlantic City, running a Flex 5000A with an exciter to a Class E transmitter with a Class H modulator, and just having a real great time here on AM this evening. I always have a great time on AM. I mean, who couldn't? It's just great times and great people. So, appreciate the contact there, Chris, and hope you're hearing me well down there. N4WD from W0W.
N4WD, I'll take care of it. It's that classy personality you have. Have fun. Good luck. N4WD, 7388.
W0W from November 0, Sierra Bama.
November 0 station, November 0. This is W0W, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to give you a signal report from New Jersey. I'm kind of curious what antenna you're using. You're sounding really good here in Colorado. I'm near Golden, Colorado, in the Rocky Mountains, and I was just getting ready to shut the our radio off and heard your signal. I'm just kind of wondering, I heard your equipment description. I'm just kind of wondering what you're using for an antenna, because it's doing a good job this far out. And here, in the Rocky Mountains, about Golden, Colorado. Over.
I didn't quite catch the call. I know you're out there in Colorado. You sound good here in New Jersey. Just a lot of static in between us here. But could you repeat your call? Go ahead.
That's November 0, Sierra Papa, West Southern Pacific. Hey, Terry, it's Mark. November 0, Sierra Papa. Over.
Okay, November 0, Sierra Papa. Got it now. Colorado. The antenna here is that actually, believe it or not, it's a mess. Here's what my husband said. It's a center-fed dipole. It's only about 60 feet up in the air. It's 240 feet of ladder line. Just kind of skewed across the trees and wherever else we could get it. Unfortunately, here in this part of New Jersey. Yeah, we got it on the neighbor's tree. We've lit the neighbor's tree on fire. You know, that's what neighbors are for. But anyway, we only got it about 60 feet up in the air right now. But it does work pretty well. It works great here, and it works great on 160 as well. You're sounding great. You're my first contact here from Colorado. Glad to know you're hearing me. What are you running now? N0SP from 70W.
Okay, very good. W0W, November 0, Sierra Papa. The radio is a Kenwood PS890S. That's coming into an Amazon AL1200. And then through a tuning system and 430 feet of 600 ohm open wire line feeds a dipole that's stretched across the canyon. It's 177 feet long. It's really designed as a 50-meter extended double step. It works well here. It works well on 160 with a homebrew link. Running about 220 watts carrier, I think. Let me stop talking to see. No, about 200 watts carrier. It looks like it's only peaking about 800, so this 890 doesn't do 100% modulation, but I've got an ASU FT-102 here. say works beautifully on the 12 kilohertz wide audio and goes to 130% modulation percentage problem here. I also have some vintage gear here. Johnson Viking 500 on the Johnson Viking Valiant.
W-A-2-S-Q-Q. W-A-2-S-Q-Q. From Alpha Kilowatt 2 Foxtrot. AK-2L.
This is W0W, I'm in a QSO, the frequency is in use. Please stand by.
I'll let you go, I've got a whole jet like I've been going in. And I've got some stuff to tune up for a bed, and they have a 160-meter net on early in the morning that they want to make. So you would have a great evening, and it's, good to be here. I think you said you're your first AM Colorado contact. And I'm over in New Jersey quite often. By the way, what town in New Jersey are you?
I'm here in, I'm at the Jersey Shore, in a little town called Manahawk, and I'm about 30 miles north of Atlantic City. You know, we're in the flatlands here on the beach. So, I'm wondering, what your altitude is up there. I'm using a Flex 5000A with a Class C transmitter and a Class H modulator, and then of course you know the antenna there. But I'm wondering what is your altitude in Colorado? You must be up there if you have a canyon. N0SP from W0W.
Okay, W0W, so the altitude here is about 3,000 feet, and right next to me is a three-foot canyon that drops off deep from me, and 500 feet away is about a 15-foot tall stump of a big dead tree. So the line that supports the 177-foot dipole is almost 500 feet long. And the center of the dipole is 80 feet over the bottom of
the frequency is in the 0W.
Jesus. Around the property and comes into the dipole at a 90-degree angle. I didn't want the ladder line going parallel to the motor. I didn't want that, so I drove it south about 150 feet, and then southeast about 250 feet, and then another 80 feet-ish arcing up to the top of the antenna. And I measured the height of the antenna with the drone. A fishing line that I threw over and looked right at. Also, I measured it was 27 feet, but it moves around depending on how many rocks I put in the counterweight bucket. So, if it's getting windy, start splashing stuff around, I'll take a few rocks out of the bucket and let some slack out. And then things calm down, pull around for a minute, and fully fight right up to about 80 feet. So, the altitude of the house here is 9,030. Antenna's a little higher than that, but you know, who's counting?
Hold on a bit.
Carry over.
Very good, Brian Business. Sounds like you have it all worked out there. It's definitely working well. Good transmission here into New Jersey. Fox in the bucket, whatever works. But you got that canyon there, and it's just beautiful out there in Colorado. Look forward to maybe catching up with you on another evening, because it sounds like we might have a nice pipeline later here in the evenings when the band goes long. So I'm going to say 7-3 for now. I've got a bunch of other gentlemen out here who I'd like to speak to. But it was good talking to you, and thanks for the contact out there in Colorado. And 0SP, 7-3 for now. This is W0W. W0W calling CQ, calling CQ, calling CQ for the AM rally.
Kilo 5 Victor Radio X-ray, aka 385VR X-ray.
Wow, we're in here again. Hi, Miss Stephanie. I can hear you. You're back. I've missed you.
Slam over. Oh man.
Oh yeah, I'm rocking it. Gotta hold it up. Let me pick up this. I heard a Kilo 5 station. A Kilo 5 Victor, maybe? Kilo 5 station. This is W0W. Go ahead.
W0W. I am in your back, Eureka. I'm in Northern Virginia. K5VR X-ray. K5 Victor radio X-ray. I wanted to just say hello during the rally.
Well, hello. Kilo 5 Victor radio.
75. I went up to 40 meters a couple minutes ago.
Guy in Atlanta was on Joe, N4RXG. Nobody else on the band. And I thought this band had gone long when the static crash was getting. Now the static crash has kind of receded.
Gee, Jerry's hitting it kind of hard, don't you think? Mercy.
Anyway, how you been? What are you on tonight?
Yeah, I don't know who's hitting it hard, who's not anymore. I don't even care. It's a whole thing here on amateur radio. It's not what it used to be. OM WA3 BJB from W2 very weak. Running the K3 ZRF FT1000D as in dog with way too much damn compression. And the homebrew JK Charlie 156 triode with zero grid current. And 6,000 volts on the final under load. And my half swastika antenna with homebrew antenna coupler center at 82 feet above ground. And about 105 feet above sea level here on Beechwood Mountain. Yeah, coming through fine. A little bit of noise and rot, as there always is on this band, 75. Yeah, it's good to hear AM activity. Blah, blah, blah. It's February, and I'm heating up the basement. I like this. Sounding good? I rolled off my extreme highs because I'm a good neighbor, maybe. Even though, yeah. So that's about it. WA3VJB from W2VW, W2 very weak.
W2VW from WA3VJB right back. Oh, very good.
Guess you're on the QRP rig tonight then.
Nah, only messing with you.
Yeah, things have been good. I'm waiting for my first vaccine so I can get back to work in person. There's a limited amount of video calling you can do in my line of work. So I'm anxious to get back in the hallway and start chasing people again. But it hasn't been bad, because I'll take a work-mandated break every so often and come out here and get on the radio. 40 meters is nice during the daytime. I wonder if you've migrated to something else. I know you're not at Rock anymore and haven't been for, what, a year or two now. But I haven't been able to sit and visit with you for a while off there to hear the details of life's developments. Developments as they go along. Waiting for the snowstorm to come in. I don't know if we're going to have rain or snow. We're right on the cusp as this thing comes in. And I think this same system is what's causing the static crashes. And they've actually receded a little bit, it sounds like. Doing the usual listening on the SBR as well as listening to you here on the ITT McKay. It's the K7. I haven't finished working on the Collins yet. Still got that high-frequency oscillation in the audio stage somewhere. Whenever I throw an S into the microphone, it goes nuts. Plate current goes up and all kinds of dirtiness comes out. So it needs some work, and it's sitting there staring at me, and I'm playing on the radio instead of working on the rig, so I'm feeling guilty for all of a microsecond. W2VW, WA3VJB.
Roger, roger, roger. Well, I hope I have enough pre-emphasis going here to come across cleanly with all the bad conditions. Man, there's a lot of fast QSB. It sounds like a rural flutter, but it's not. Thanks for the recordings you sent a couple of weeks back. I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun to get that K-Trans NRF Valiant going, and I think it might tomorrow possibly make an appearance on the AM rally. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Well, I'm keeping fairly busy here. Find business, and it's top secret what I'm doing. I can't really talk about it, but it has to do with the Thomas E. Dewey campaign. And I don't really want anybody to know that I really like Ike. So can't talk about it on the air. But, you know, sometime we'll talk on the phone. I'm just trying to confound the weirdos out there in the radio land. You understand, I'm sure. I remember back in the day, the, QTH and all that. So, you know how it is, man. Anyway, coming in well, and if you've got audio crap, weird stuff happening, you know, you can send me the data, so I might be able to digest it and come up with something for you or not. But based on experience, if you've got some triodes and you're using them at Class B audio, and all of a sudden you're doing your thing and the cathode current goes doink all the way over to the end until you drop the voltage, it's usually a parasitic in the modulator. And modulators with more than a couple of thousand volts on AM, you need to have some carbon comps in series with the plate leads or some kind of parasitic suppression, and also some kind of load for the driver transformer to look into on that part of the cycle where there is no current drawn and the impedance is very high. Otherwise, the damn thing will satisfy the conditions to oscillate and go, yeah. That's my take on that. That's the best I can do for you here over the air. It's not as good as Radio Shack solder on the side of the turnpike. WA3VJV from W2 Very Weak.
I still remember that. And you know, I don't even see any of those diplomats anymore. Not only have they all been gone from the fleet for many years, but they're even out of taxicab service. So you know they're getting old. That was a fun car. I enjoyed that, even though I don't like fusible links. And then it's funny to see these Charger Jeep Fiat kind of combinations going down the road. But I don't think they've actually raised the mean time between failures with all the mongrel-type corporate inbreeding that's going on. Yeah, well, thanks for the assessment there on the audio stages of the 300G. I've got parasitic suppressors on the A10. Not only the carbon comp resistors, but also a coil around them.
What a
mess. Helps suppress things. I don't think it's where it's at. I think a component has changed value. Maybe down in the driver stages. There's a pair of 6A5s as drivers. And I pulled a lead off all of the carbon resistors in there, thinking after 72 years, something may have changed. Every single one of them wasn't exactly the value they were supposed to be. So that leads me to think it might be a fastener this time, Dan. I don't have any way of testing them, except maybe for a short. So it's time to get in there and start substituting caps to see if I can isolate it. And it's a matter of time. If I have time to play on the radio, that's what I do, play on the radio. I don't climb inside that thing and work on it there, as I should, but I don't. Last time you and I talked on the ZRF rig, I think it was, we were talking a little bit about the homebrew transmitter up on 10 meters, with 10 showing signs of life on a regular basis. So that's another project that needs my attention, too, just to prove it out. It's only been a sunspot cycle or two since I've had it on the air. Cycle 23 from in the house, the last time that transmitter was fired up. That's about a dozen years ago. I'll have to get the dummy loader out and get the FT-101 and bolt it up to it as the exciter and find a speech amp to drive the 810s, because that went away with the T-368. So I got to get a new speech amp from somewhere. I got it around. That's a matter of time as well. Yeah, of course, I like the challenge of the lowly dipole that Dave Wanger made many years ago. Even though you exhorted me to get a beam of some kind, a Yagi. Nah, let's have fun. Just a dipole at 20 feet, see how it works, right? I can see you curling your fingers. How'd you build an antenna? No, I don't have time. Yeah, I'm waiting to hear the Wanger transmitter on. I hope he identifies himself. I think he did tell me who it was. And hopefully he'll check in during the rally. There's been a number of stations checking in that I haven't talked with in a long time. Seem to be coming out of the woodwork. W0ST was in Colorado talking to Terry just before I came up to this frequency. So the band has definitely got a long component as well as the shorter haul stuff here that brings you in. 40 over 9 at the top of your roller coaster there most recently. W2BW, WA3BJB.
Roger, Roger. Good transmission. You're right at 40 over at Guess 9, too. Very strong. Mirroring a little bit of sidewash OM, but it does not take away from the quality of your dulcet tones and your strapping signal. Yes. WA3VJB. This is W2VW. You're on Beechwood Mountain. Oh, far out. Yeah. Okay, you got parasitic suppressors. Hopefully they work. And that's not what's going on. But if you see the cathode current going doink on the modulator until you drop the B-plus, it's usually a parasitic. Hopefully you figure it out. And it's all about time. Do we have time? Time. Hear the bells chime. Over the harbor in the city, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Anywho, thanks for the signal report. I'm glad this crap is working. It's really crap. Literally threw this final together out of some stuff that I've had for so long. I just wanted to prove the fact that I bought it and it was worth buying. And now I can throw it away because I know it works. And I can still talk to my friends here. From way back in the day on AM. And yes, Paul, if you're going to use a lowly dipole on 10 meters, it's like, how far can you run with somebody's hand over your nose and mouth? That's exactly what you're doing. And yes, I will cringe. I have cringed. I'm continuing to cringe. You've got it right. It's all about antenna on that band, especially if you're going to have the most fun that you can have. IAM is talking to people in other countries who are intelligent. It's a great fresh air break from the one-trick pony crap that you get here, you know. Most of the guys are pretty good. Some of them are really tedious, if you will, and they're always there. But you can look into Europe with a five-element monobander and hear and be heard. You know, you got a pair of 810s. Okay, they're going to hear you, but you're not going to hear them, so why even bother? You need an antenna, man. Yeah, a dipole. I've seen that ZRF thing. That's great. You want to keep it alive. Wonderful. But it's not enough. That's my opinion, but you did solicit my opinion. Back to you for one more, and then I think I may just, I don't know, might get on SSB again. You never know. WA3BJB from W2, very weak.
Ew, why would you get on slop buckets?
Oh,
I'm not diverse enough, I guess.
We're out of parts.
W2VW WA3VJB making a transmission. Yeah, I know. It would be easy enough to get a five-element beam up on 10 and just use the Armstrong method of rotating it. I had a great time on cycle 23. I don't need any salesmanship on the merits of 10 meters AM. It was wonderful. Todd is still around, F5HSH. He and I became good friends on the radio. He invited Pam and I over to visit him in France. And I had done the same here for him and his wife. He was about to retire on cycle 23. And here a dozen years later, who knows if he's even still with us. And a couple of guys in the UK were recently active on the AM Rally for Europe. There's a Facebook page that caters to that. And I was invited to take part in a Zoom call, an international video call, because I have some, you know, experience organizing the events on this side of the pond. And it was great. One of the guys is someone, John, who I knew from 10 meters AM. And it's like, well, gee, where you been? So we were getting caught up, and I now could put a face to the voice because Zoom didn't exist during cycle 23. It's like, well, here's an interesting concept. Of course, then the cynics would say, well, gee, you don't even need radio. You can just dial the guy up if you want to have a conversation.
Wah, wah, wah.
Not the same. So anyway, I was down on 7816, and I could hear myself in the UK on one of the SDRs that's based over there. And of course, when I was on here, it was the middle of the night there, like 2, maybe 3 a.m., so nobody was on. So I actually, you know, secret away, and actually kind of passed over there. Didn't work a soul during their AM rally. But all this by way of saying that it'll be nice to reconnect with some of those guys over there who I did make acquaintance with on 10 meters AM a couple of cycles ago. It'd be easy enough to put up a beam of some kind to do just that. And you're right. I mean, sure, if I want to receive them only here. But I have actually expanded my technological infrastructure here to include the SDR constellation. Consequently, if I can't hear them here, I'll find somebody who can and work around it that way. That didn't exist during cycle 23 either. Now I'm just looking at the Collins. He got me feeling guilty on that. Yeah, I'll get in there and fix that. It's only, you know, 70-some-odd years old. It's due to have a crap out. Of course, you remember my Zorch in the RF tank. I don't think it's related to that. But it's now been recrafted. I've done away with 160 meters on that transmitter. It's now 80 and 40 only. So that was a four-pound coil that Jim had made, W8MAQ. And I cannot replicate that. It was just enough turns. The tap for 160 was right at the bottom. And I have the physical limitation of being able to fit that coil in there and still have the door closed. So I said, look, you know, I've got another transmitter that I've been on 160 with, if I ever get on 160 again. Of course, I had that with the T3, and I got bored with it. 260 feet of wire in the trees, and first storm that took it down, it's like, well, that's that on that. No problem. Now it's been 20 years, and I don't miss it. I mean, it's an okay band. It's nice when 75 goes long. You got a place to go. But if the band goes long and, you know, I don't have 160, I just go back in the house to see what Pam's doing. That's an alternative, too. Let's see, what else? Oh, I'm glad the recordings were useful. It's always nice to hear what you sound like. I mean, you can do it just as easily as I can if you get a laptop somewhere and a decent node. I've been really, really impressed at the Kiwi system of SDR nodes. Because they have synchronous detection as an option, and they have stereo synchronous detection, which I witnessed for the very first time at your place with two different receivers and a pair of headphones. That was cool. It's like diversity reception. Except the synchronous detection, I don't know how it figures out what it's doing.
But there's definitely a three-dimensional effect when you listen to it. And the mind helps sort out which channel has the clarity when there's something right down in the noise or what have you. It can actually take advantage of the fact that the signals are slightly different, one of them being slightly better than the other, and making the difference. Kerry worked W9GT, who said the last time he talked with Kerry was at the Armstrong Special Event Station, so that was kind of neat. She mentioned that just tonight. What year was that? 2009?
Maybe.
No.
Could it be?
I'll have to look it up. Anyway, people are still demanding QSL cards, and I always refer them to you. W2VW, WA3VJB.
Yeah, WA3VJB from W2VW. Good stuff. Yeah, they're still demanding QSL. The QSL manager, that's a whole thing. And I think I cleaned up all of it except for maybe two people, and I don't know. What can I say? Maybe for the 25th anniversary, we'll get a QSL card if they're still alive. Yep. That whole entire place is done. It's changed hands. It's like corporate middle management types in charge, and the museum has disappeared with everything in it, and if you want to get in there, it's going to cost you $1 million, just like the Lighthouse Society. The price has gone up. You need a proof of insurance and one of your testicles, and maybe we'll let you in for 5 minutes. Yes, that's the way it works anymore. Thank you and welcome to America. Yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah, you're thinking of John, G3YPZ. I got some correspondence from him. He's like, we're going to be here and here. And I'm thinking, well, I've been listening there and there, and I never hear anything but carriers. So I'm not going to retune everything here to get on the air there. And I'm certainly not going to get on 20, because 20 meters is a zoo. And I can't get on with a 20-meter monobander. And I know what it's like to operate a good 20-meter monoband antenna up, 125 feet, and how it works. And I'm not going to replicate that here. Even with this location, I'm still not going to replicate that. So I am not going to bother. Thank you, and have a nice day. And if 15 opens, that's good. I'm not there either. But 10 meters, I've got a really good antenna, so that's how it works here. You want to talk to me, we'll get on 10. 40 would be really nice, but 7160, which was an AM watering hole for many years, has turned into a fake DX net watering hole. And I think what we need to do is get an effort together and get like 50 people on there and just do something over a weekend. Whatever happens, you know. That'd be the way to do it. Anyway, Paul, it's been fun. 73. And here's hoping we all get back to normal. I wasn't normal, and I know you weren't to begin with, but more normal from hiding out and wearing masks and, yeah. Thanks for the cue. 73, I'll be listening out. WA3VJB, this is W2, very weird.
W2VW from WA3VJB.
Final?
Yeah, T3YPZ, that's exactly right. Well, I think 40 meters could have some life in it. I haven't heard any dog x-ray conflict on 7160 when I was trying to get into their AM rally for Europe. There's a guy on there who likes to pull together folks in the evening on 40 meters. I worked him tonight, see if there was any life in the band. N4RXV, Joe. He's in Georgia, and he has a very reliable signal up the coast. When I can't hear other folks, I'll hear Joe.
And it was true for tonight as well. There just wasn't any other activity on the band, and yet here he was at 10 over 9. So it's possible. It's just organizing it and getting it going. You said daytime. I guess, you know, that's fine, too. A little more reliable, but got the dipole up around 60 feet. And it seems to do pretty well.
20 meters an hour.
Last time I was on there was with the T3. And K6HQI was still around. And it was 14286 in those days. And he used to hold court like the spokes of a wagon wheel, where all CUSOs flowed toward Les. And many of the spokes were missing as far as reception was concerned. So let's say it started at the 12 o'clock position on the clock, and Les would make a transmission there in the center. It might be 3 o'clock before, you know, you get anybody to listen to. The next two or three stations that you hear are not audible. And then 4 and 5 o'clock are audible again, and then it's your turn. And then by that time, you know, most of the hour is shot. Well, I don't think I've been back on 20 meters since then. And I'll miss it. I'm very satisfied with 75 and 40, including spending a lot of time down low. I don't know if you've gotten into the 3700s or not. I think we talked about this. But there's a lot of elbow room down there these days, and I tend to leave things parked down there and can usually drum up some action among some reliables, including our old friend Pete, WA1SOV, who's on there fairly reliably, and a number of other folks who I've met. So, yeah, it's nice. It's good conditions. Enough to stay satisfying after how many years that I've been on here? So, it's good to have you along as part of that conflagration. Lighten up the band. Glad you checked in. I'm delighted that you gave me a call and spent a little time on the radio. Now, I sure would like to get you on the phone and really get caught up as to what's going on in your life. But like I said yesterday or last time we talked, you know, happy New Year, and I hope it's a good one for you. And good luck with the Thomas Tank campaign initiative there, too. I mean, it's very weird. Catch you later, Dave. WA3BJB.
All right, Paul. Thanks again for the fine QSO. And we'll talk sometime. I got to do that. Got to get on the phone. I don't like getting on the telephone. But I will. Just to talk to you before it's all over, you know. Before whoever it is out there in the far galaxy softening up planet Earth for the attack. I think that's what's going on. They've taken over the news organizations. It's like the war of the world. They're spreading misinformation, making us all fight each other and get weaker, you know. And then throw some coronavirus here. And fleas that are infested. Yeah. Good night. Thank you. Talk to you next time. W2 very weak.
2X2L, this is 8X3R. Isn't there anybody there? Isn't there anybody there? All right, Dave. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear the W2A location about the museum disappearing and all that. And yes, that was a good analogy to the lighthouse, too, when it changed hands away from the Coast Guard, and when all the hoops we had to jump through to get out there for a second time. Yeah, life changes, life moves on, generally deteriorates. Ooh, there's a carrier. We'll see who that is in just a moment. W2VW having signed, 30 seconds from the top of the hour. This is radio station WA3VJB Annapolis, listening out.
KC2HGC.
KC2HGC, I think it was. And I also heard Kansas City in there. Let me get HGC first. Name is Paul.
All right, Paul, nice to make your acquaintance. The handle here is Steve Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. Over.
Yeah, very good. Nice signal. Very strong. Your audio is a little heavy. Sounds like you're hitting it kind of hard, but plenty of signal to back it up there, Steve. Go ahead.
Okay, Paul. I'm not in a contest or anything like that. I just heard you guys chatting. I wanted to fire this old bear up here and see how she's responding. And I don't see anything catching on fire yet. Although, give me a second. I gotta dip the plate. Hold on a second. Just had to touch up the plate card meter.
They're standing by Kansas City. I'll pick you right up.
I'm down in Wildwood, New Jersey, out of one of the boardwalk stores in one of the basements in the boardwalk. That's the story here. This is an old Collins 20B3, and I just fussing around with it here. I'm trying to build a VFO for it. I want to use the VFO and the receiver, the 75-3. So I'm trying to solve it like they did with the 32S transmitter, if that makes any sense. All right, back over to you, and let me get the call sign again. KC2HGC, over.
Okay, Steve. KC2, Kilo Charlie 2. Hotel Golf Charlie from Whiskey Alpha 3, Victoria, Japan, Boston.
Yeah, very good, Steve. And the 20V3 is a nice sounding transmitter. Again, I think you could probably cut the audio back a little bit and it would clean it up considerably, knowing what that transmitter is capable of. Put that a pair of 4400s into another pair.
And yeah, you're almost easier to get a little Johnson 122 VFO or something to drive that instead of slaving it off the 75S3. I mean, yeah, it's a neat project, sure. And they also have the solid-state PLL VFO drivers now. You could build an interstage amplifier for it and do it that way, too, with high accuracy. If you don't mind, let me pick up the Kansas City station. They've been waiting in the wings, and they called in the same time as yourself. It looks like the band's got a nice long component to it.
Maybe you'll be able to hear them as well. Kansas City, go ahead. WA3VJB.
WA3VJB. Kilo Zero Alpha Radio Alpha K Zero. And it's been a while. It's been a while, and I'm locked down. WA3VJB.
Yeah, I heard you say you're locked down. You probably anticipated me asking you to come up to 92. Hit me again with your call letters.
Kilo Zero Alpha Radio Alpha K0 ARA, Mike in Kansas City.
All right, K0 ARA in Kansas City. I think it's Mike. I know I'm off, Mike.
I was writing it down.
I got you when WOW radio is on from New Jersey. And Carrie is very, very loud in here. And 90 is still within my passband when she's down on 85 just because she's so loud. Very, very strong signal. But I got it that time. K0RA. From Whiskey Alpha 3, Victor Jaya Bravo.
My name is Paul Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. If you're in the AM rally, you'll need a couple of details. The transmitter is the K7 from Index Labs, quarter kilowatt. And the receiver is an ICQ McKay, nomenclature 3040 Alpha, solid state commercial shipping receiver from the early 1980s. So let me catch the rig that you've got here. I'll put it in the logbook. And I'm sure you're copying Steve up in New Jersey on the 20V3. And let me make sure I get your rig run down there, and we'll kick it over to Steve for a report there as well. K0, read my writing, K0 ARA, amateur radio. Audio, WA3 VJB, go ahead.
Yeah, WA3 VJB. K0ARA returning. Yeah, fine, there's a call, and I thought you'd have the Collins on the air. But the transmitter sounds good also. The here is a James Millen, Terry 12, modulated by Terry 11. And it's the Millen RF amplifier, the slider, 607, and the high voltage power supply for the slider, Terry 16, in there rectified. And then the modulator and the power supplies for the RF deck modulator are homebrew. Another 6 foot bus cabin. And you know, Dave was really pounding in here. Dave had a great signal. And you know, I don't hear Dave on the air too much, so.
Yeah, the Collins isn't feeling very well right now, so I put the K7 on as the backup transmitter there, Mike. And I'm glad it's making the trip to you. I'm still using the same audio chain. Starts out with the RE27, goes into the RCA BN2A. Actually, I don't know.